You know, Rob, you're in a good spot there. You're in a good spot, yeah, because I tuned around years back, and I'm re-familiarizing myself now with it, and golly, it is great. It is really great. Ava, I spent a couple hours with this one group of men there. They seem to be kind of local here, but I won't divulge. They said, hey, you know, we're not a Lake County coward, the coward of Lake County. Give our call letters out. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I said, because you'll probably be harassed like I'm being harassed. He said, hey, we're already getting blown up by text messages and stuff. I'm like, oh, are you? Let me guess who it's about. And they all get up laughing. It says, guess who? And they know it's not me. I don't want to go into those waters right now. I'm 2 meters here. But anyway, it was a great couple-hour conversation. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. It was great. Nice group of men. I got to fill out some QSL cards and send to them. Not a few. Well, there's other ones in there, but the basic three that I was talking with, conversing with. But yeah, you're in a good spot up there. Yeah. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot about 160 for like 40-some years, and I just, when I try to go into a certain radio, it's just to receive. I mean, I can't transmit. I don't have like 150-some feet of wire here to get in there. But I guess there's a configuration that you would know how to do that to get in there. I noticed a little bit of, I believe it's an AM window in there too, like on 75 meters. On the weekends, they got an AM net or something there, and these guys bring out their big gun two-type transmitters, and man, I mean, they take up a lot of bandwidth when they key up. I'm going like six, seven KCs up and down, like, holy smokes, I thought FM was a wide bandwidth.